It is remarkable to me to realize that relatives of mine that attend public school in Florida have been in class, in person, full time since August. My son attends a private school. He's young. He's been in class full time since August. No problems, no issues. The Catholic schools are open. Charter schools are open. And yet, public school unions continue to push back because of science. Joining me, Julie Gundlach, director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, good to have you here today.
Thanks for having me on.
We have you here because of science. And the science tells us quite clearly this has been detrimental to school kids of all ages, of all backgrounds, of all ethnicities, more damaging to those at the lower income brackets because they don't have the flexibility to be online in virtual classrooms that some of
right.
the more well-incomed colleagues might have. But here's the other thing. If you have other challenges, if you're a special needs student, structure can be very important. A routine can be extremely important. All of that shattered. And to what end? And nobody's talking about it, but you will.
Yeah, you know, I wrote a piece in Real Clear Education last week talking about a program in my town, Alexandria, Virginia, for a certain cohort of special needs kids. These are kids that are, you know, might be nonverbal autistic. Some of them might be blind or have hearing loss, Down syndrome children. They still are students in the public schools. And there's only about 300 of them, and the schools in Alexandria, Virginia, have remained closed for an entire year. But even to that tiny fraction of kids that are really deeply special needs, they really need, for instance, you know, they need a person sitting next to them helping them. Or certainly if you have a blind child, they can't see the screen. And despite this small number, Alexandria City Public Schools have remained closed. And you want to know what's the most monstrous? The chair of the school board is a special needs teacher. You know, I sort of chalk some of this, you know, sort of the apathy on this or people not being outraged by this to ignorance. Some people just simply don't know. But this woman is the chair of the Alexandria Public School Board. She's a special ed teacher in her day job. So she knows the unique needs of these students and has been one of the leaders in the city who have demanded that the schools stay closed at the behest of the teachers' unions. That is a level of monstrosity that I can't quite wrap my head around. And so you have children that are at home that are nonverbal or who cannot or blind or have hearing loss, who simply cannot be expected to sit in front of a computer like a child who has no learning disabilities. And yet not even those children were allowed to go back into the classroom, despite the CDC urging schools to open 4 months. So, you know, I think there's a lot of parents out there that are for opening the schools that are sort of reasonable about it. They say, okay, look, fine. If you're going to act all scared about everything for the rest of your life, fine. But at least take back special needs children or English language learners. We have a huge immigrant population in Alexandria, Virginia, and they haven't even allowed those children. So you've got a kid who speaks of these public school officials. It just breaks my heart, and it chills me to the bone. I don't understand how you can ignore the unique needs of special needs children and English language learners. And yet, you have examples of this all over the country, and especially
everywhere
in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, everywhere. And, you know, it's fascinating that the teachers' unions are far more interested in the teachers as opposed to these children that are being damaged. I mean, these kids are being, and whether you're a healthy child and relatively normal, whatever that means, I guess, or you're a special needs child, or you have autism, or as you say, you're blind, all of these things. And that's all being pushed aside. And the fact of the matter is, young people, it's not a perfect zero, but it's very, very close to a perfect zero on bad outcomes if you even catch COVID. So why are we doing this? Why are we punishing those that can least take that kind of abuse?
Well, you really have to ask the teachers' unions. They ultimately are in charge. I'm going to tell you, too, in Alexandria, Virginia, it is a very small city. It's the city of Virginia. We're not part of the Fairfax School District, which gets a lot of news. We're an independent city and we're an independent school district. It's a very small school district. And I will tell you, they could have made accommodations for these kids within the city, because I will tell you, in Alexandria City, there are public schools, but we have one of the highest rates of private schools. We're very dense in terms of private schools. We have a lot of Catholic schools, a lot of religious schools, period, and also just some secular private schools, a ton of them. So I literally can stand in the playground of the public school, the elementary school my child goes to, and look around and see some private schools. I mean, they're literally, or just walk less than a mile, and there are like four private schools surrounding that elementary school. All of those schools are open, but the public school remains closed. It's absolutely insane. You can't deny that this is anti-science on the part of the public school officials in my town. And I think this is, look, I talk a lot about Alexandria because I live here. This is happening all over the country, mainly in urban areas, almost exclusively in areas where Democrats rule the city.
Isn't that weird?
The party of science.
The party of science and the party of, we need to be inclusive and be protective and, oh, yeah, your kid? Yeah, we don't care about that.
Yes. And this is, again, I want to be very clear here. They don't care about the most vulnerable kids.
Yeah.
It is one, look,
if they could vote.
Like there's some reasonableness here. Fine. If you're going to be terrified, fine. Well, you know, kids who can stay home. You know, I have three kids. They're doing okay. Okay? They're doing okay. But for kids that really struggle, how can you expect a blind child to sit in front of a computer screen to learn?
You can't.
It's horrible. It just makes me so mad.
It's absurd. It's obscene. Julie Gunlock, I'm glad I was able to help you get that off your chest.
Yeah. I tell you, it's my therapy session. You are my therapist.
I am. I'm here, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll get more stories. If you have a story like Julie has shared here, please go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. I want to hear your story. I do. I want to share it here. I want to talk about it because we want to look deeper into the damage done psychologically, emotionally, socially to these kids. Julie Gunlock from the International Women's Forum, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
There you have it. Again, stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. We are very interested in your story, your personal story. Share it with me. Let's talk about it here on the Steve Gruber Show in the days to come. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in. Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him. Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute. He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.